Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Glow Girl, a weekly podcast where we talk about woo and wellness and making our way in this wild world. I'm Tracy White, as always. And guess what, guys? It is episode 99 of this podcast. And to add to that, this week was our little pod's 2-year anniversary, which is crazy. And it's been a wild and woo-tastic 2 years. And I just want to thank you all for listening, for supporting, and for sharing with me and with the rest of the team of hosts and co-hosts and guests and friends and behind-the-scenes people here at Glow Girl. I can only speak for myself right now, but when this podcast started, I was at the very beginning of a journey just to kind of know myself better and to figure out what magic I had in me. 2 years later, and I can definitely say that while I've learned a ton about myself and from all of you, I am definitely still at the beginning. There is so much to learn, and I'm starting to really enjoy the fact that there isn't some arbitrary destination or like which level up that I need to reach in order to be more spiritually attuned with myself in this world. So I have realized I'm enough and what I have within me is enough. And the same is true for you. And I'm just really glad that we're all doing this together. Now, 2 years is a big deal, but so is 100 episodes, 100 of anything. Really is a big deal. So that's why next week, episode 100 of this podcast will be a very special episode with some very special guests. And I'll tell you more about that a little bit later in the show. So stay tuned for that. After the break, I'm going to tell you all about the big astrological shifts we're feeling this week, because there are a lot of them. You're probably feeling some of them right now. Including the biggest planet's big transit of the year. And as we move into Cancer season, there's a lot going on and a lot of sort of emotional toll that some of this can take on us. So hang tight. I'm going to tell you about 2 very cool exclusive sponsor deals for Glow Girl listeners. And then it is time to Space Jam. You guys, I know I'm busy. You're busy. Life is crazy. We have moon cycles to track. Self-care takes a backseat to survival most of the time around here. So it's no wonder that the last things on our mind most of the time is taking a supplement. If you're anything like me, the things you enjoy are the things you make time for. And those are the things that become habits. That's why Teonan created a range of instant beverages packed with the benefits of 6 functional mushrooms. Yeah, I said mushrooms. These delicious drinks are made with potent fruiting body extracts and are not only a pleasure to consume, but provide a wide range of wellness benefits, including improvements to your immunity, gut health, energy, and mental clarity. There are 7 different flavors to choose from, and all of their drinks are USDA organic, vegan, GMO-free, gluten-free, and sugar-free. If you're a morning coffee or tea consumer, like an afternoon latte pick-me-up, or if you're just like me and looking for a way to get a little more nutrition in your day, the Teonan line has so many delicious benefits for you to try. If you visit their website at teonan.com, that's T-E-O-N-A-N.com, and use the code GGP, you'll get 15% off your first purchase. That's teonan.com, code GGP for 15% off your first purchase. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from manifesting the greatness you deserve? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. You can connect with your very own professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. You don't have to leave the house. You don't have to put on real pants. It is that convenient. BetterHelp gets it. Life is busy. Now you can get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your own therapist. BetterHelp includes licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief, self-esteem, and more. Anything you share is confidential, and if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide at your fingertips. BetterHelp offers 4 communication options: text, chat, phone, and video, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. GlowGirl listeners get 10% off your first month, so why not get started today? Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health by going to betterhelp.com/glow. Fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/glow for 10% off your first month. Okay, guys, there is a lot happening in the skies right now. I don't know if you've noticed, but we've had a Mercury retrograde happening. That's coming to an end this week. We've moved into a new sun sign season, moving into Cancer season this week. And there's a lot of other very interesting, very energetic movements happening this week that I think we're all going to be feeling. So I wanted to talk about all of these things, and especially a big one that's happening, that's going to be happening from now until October of this year. So we'll talk a little bit more about that one in a few minutes. First, I want to tell you, it is now Cancer season. We moved from the sun in Gemini to the sun in Cancer. Cancer season started this year on June 20th, very late in the day. And you've heard me say this before, but when you look at, like some book that you pick up in Barnes and Noble, and it tells you the dates of the astrological signs so that you can look at your sun sign. If you are born on a day that is really, maybe a day either side of when a sun sign time frame is supposed to start, which some people call a cusp date, you want to check the time that you were born. Because if you were looking at that book, and let's say you were born on late in the day on June 20th this year, you had a baby maybe on, 10 p.m. Eastern time, June 20th, 2021. You might glance at a book and say, well, my baby's definitely a Gemini, but you'd be wrong because the sun didn't move into the sign of Cancer until later in that day. And so you could have a person born on the same day, two people born on the same day at different times that are two different signs. So it's not a matter of the sun just automatically being in a sign on a certain day. It's a matter of the time that you were born, where you were born, and what side of that switch from the sun in Gemini to the sun in Cancer you were born on. So that just is something to kind of know going forward. Just like this year, the sun moved into Cancer on June 20th. Usually, most books will say that June 21st is usually the changeover to Cancer season, but this year, it was the 20th. So the sun will be in Cancer from June 20th to July 21st this year. During Cancer season, we can be manifesting some of those Cancer traits. We can be self-protective. We can be a little bit self-insulating, I guess, under this influence. Our attention turns to our nest. So things like our families, our homes, and anything that makes us feel at home, safe, and secure. Nurturing, taking care of our loved ones, cooking, pet projects, things like that come into focus. Emotions can also run deep during Cancer season. Now, because Cancer, the sign, is actually ruled by the moon, during Cancer season, we can be more susceptible to the ups and downs of the lunar energy while the sun is moving through Cancer. So, during Cancer season, I always recommend people pay attention to what the moon is doing, the sign that the moon is in, the phase that the moon is in. These things are going to be a little bit more intensely felt by people, by you as an individual, and by people as a societal whole. So if you notice, it seems like people are around you, people in your life, maybe you yourself are feeling, extremely hot-headed, and you glance at the calendar, glance at one of your lunar apps that you maybe have on your phone, and it says that the moon is in Aries. Maybe you're feeling that. Aries moon can be a hot-headed time. It can be a competitive time. So just kind of pay attention to those signs. See if you can feel out what those energetic changes are in your own life. And it might give you a little bit of explanation as to why other people are being the way they are. It's always nice to have a reason. Now, also on June 20th, it's the summer solstice. We have, by the time you're hearing this episode, we will have bypassed both the beginning of Cancer season and the summer solstice. But the solstice is an important day in a lot of pagan traditions, and even in just a lot of general traditional celebrations. It's the longest day of the year. It's an important day if you do any kind of work that has to do with working outside. So farmers pay attention to the solstices and the equinoxes. The summer solstice can be, if you're looking at this as far as spirituality or magic, this can be a day where we celebrate the relationship between day and night, the sun and the moon. This can be a day where people say the veils between the worlds are thin. But also, this is a time when we start seeing the nights getting a little bit longer as we move into the second half of the astrological year. So the sun and the moon sort of have this dance. And this is the time where, you know, the sun has been coming up and having longer and longer days, more and more time in the sky. And now this starts the sun's decline to having a little bit less, a little bit less. And the moon has a little bit more time in the spotlight. And so it's just kind of a nice relationship and sort of a nice time to acknowledge the balance between day and night, between light and dark, and between the parts of ourselves that are represented, you know, by those energies. So the solstice and, you know, the couple of days leading up to it, the couple of days after the solstice can also be strong times of intuition. So if you're someone who feels things intuitively, if you're someone who feels things empathically, these might be intense days for you. So these are great days to journal and to pay attention to the things that happen, because you may see, you know, you may see things come back up and things that are important down the road. You know, as this intense and strong energy kind of flares during this time. So now we have Cancer season, we have the summer solstice. There's another big transit that also takes place on June 20th, and that is Jupiter going retrograde. And I'm going to tell you more about that in a few minutes. I want to tell you about these other things that are happening before I get to the Jupiter retrograde, because that's a little bit of a bigger deal than some of these other things. Now, how can Jupiter retrograde be a bigger deal than the end of Mercury retrograde? I don't know, but I'm here to tell you that June 22nd, late in the day, Mercury will go direct. Mercury's in Gemini, and it will go back direct in Gemini. The sort of retro shade shadow period will begin and last about 10 days. So all of those Mercury retrograde rules that we pay attention to, when I say, you know, don't be scared, be prepared. Hopefully you were prepared. Hopefully you had a better retrograde experience than I did. This particular Mercury retrograde in Gemini really just tried to wreck my life in a lot of ways. Usually I say, don't be dramatic. Mercury retrograde is usually just small annoyances, but this was a lot of large annoyances. And I just, it was one thing after another in my life. Gemini, if you look at an astrological wheel, Gemini is on the opposite side of the chart from Sagittarius. So Gemini opposes Sagittarius. So if you have Sagittarius energy in prominent places in your chart, if you are like me and you have a sun sign in Sagittarius or, you know, other prominent planetary placements, you might have also been feeling this Mercury retrograde real hard. Now, the fact that Mercury is also the ruling planet of Gemini makes it just sort of an extra intense retrograde period too. Mercury will remain in Gemini until July 11th. But again, after the end of the day on the 22nd, Mercury will start going direct again. And so those energies will be more focused on, less on the retrograde fuckery and more on Mercury and Gemini themes, like making us especially communicative, making us curious, making us sociable, making us want to get into our communities and meet our neighbors, or maybe just get really nosy in our Facebook neighborhood groups. Mercury is really at home in Gemini. In this time, We tend to take more pleasure in gaining a superficial knowledge of lots of subjects rather than to dig deep into any one topic. You know, so you may find yourself just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, Facebook, Reddit, TikTok, just it's quick. Gemini is a quick sign. And so little bits of information moving very quickly. This is very Gemini energy. During this time, we can be especially astute, I guess, when it comes to arguing or making a point. We have a lot to say and we're not afraid to say it. We may be also really drawn to things like wordplay and puns and negotiations. These are very Gemini themes. Another Gemini theme is being easily distracted. And I fully embody that one. I feel it. I'm feeling both easily distracted and that sense of hyper-focus. So if you are also feeling these things, just know this Mercury in Gemini energy. Mercury is going direct and Mercury will be in Gemini until July 11th. And then Mercury will move on into Cancer and will have a completely different energy to kind of deal with and understand. But hang in there for the rest of this. Hopefully we will have a low and slow and easy to manage retro shade period. Now, after this, we're also looking at coming up on Thursday, June 24th, we have a full moon in Capricorn. Now, this full moon, as full moons do, full moon occurs when the sun is forming an opposition to the moon. So the sun is in the sign of Cancer. The sign on the opposite side of the chart is Capricorn. So the sun in Cancer is forming an opposition to this moon in Capricorn. The full moon is a time of culmination, right? It's the promise of fulfillment of that which was started at the new moon. But this full moon represents the end of this particular eclipse season that we have just been going through. And so a lot of times we talk about during eclipse season, not trying to enter into intention setting or even any kind of like magical ritual work, because eclipse energy can really make it kind of chaotic. And that's just my opinion. Plenty of people do practice during eclipse season, and I just prefer not to. So whatever you choose, that is up to you. This full moon in Capricorn, it can be normally a full moon can be a very emotional time, right? It's a time of sometimes romance, sometimes fertilization, sometimes relationships. But what we're looking at here is the sort of polarity between Cancer and Capricorn. Okay. When we look at these two signs and what they represent, Cancer is sort of the mom energy and Capricorn is sort of the dad energy. If that kind of relates in your life, this is the balance that we're looking at during this full moon period that's coming up on Thursday, the 24th. So these balances that we're going to be seeing are going to be between the private life, domestic things, the need for a home base and to be nurtured. Those are things represented by Cancer versus things like the public life, your career, your reputation, and being accountable for yourself and your responsibilities. Those are Capricorn energies. Attachments and love are ruled by Cancer, while achievements and rewards and sometimes punishments are ruled by Capricorn. So in some ways, this polarity deals with the balance between unconditional love and conditional love, which is a harsh thing to say. But when we look at this, Cancer encourages us to value our home base and our roots, while Capricorn wants us to consider our sense of duty and our responsibility along public or professional lines. So Cancer is a little bit dependent, maybe a little bit emotional, and Capricorn urges us to be independent and grown up and responsible. And sometimes Capricorn energy can be a little cold. And so when we're looking at this full moon, while full moons can be an emotional time, this Capricorn full moon may be causing us to have a little bit of back and forth, sometimes a little friction with our emotions. Maybe we're struggling with expressing our emotions. When we look at full moons, full moon timeframes are oftentimes a time when we want to let something go. When we're thinking about all that we have accomplished and what can we what weights can we shake off to pursue more and to continue on through the next phase of the moon, through the next phase of our life? With this energy, we may have, you know, we may have the urge to shake off emotional attachments so that we can move forward with professional things. You know, we may feel like our homes or our families, or sometimes our like familial obligations are holding us back from pursuing something more, from really accomplishing our goals. So if you're feeling some of these back and forth arguments, if you're feeling some of these balance issues with this sort of mom energy versus dad energy, this home versus professional, you know, and emotions versus responsibilities, if you're feeling that, this full moon is a great time to really think about it, to really consider what is that bringing up in you, and you know, what can you leave behind? What is it time for you to let go of? You know, and what can you move forward to accomplish with this beautiful, responsible, and sort of progressive Capricorn full moon that's coming up? So that full moon is going to be Thursday, the 24th. This phase of the moon is going to occur at 3 degrees of Capricorn, which means that, I know you don't have to pay attention to these degrees unless you're really into astrology, but what I'm basically saying is this full moon is going to affect people most strongly who were born sort of at the beginning of the seasons during Aries season, Cancer season, Libra season, and Capricorn season. Those are the cardinal signs. And if you were born during, I don't know, maybe like the first week of those signs, you are probably going to be feeling this the most. So just FYI on that, the first week of Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn season, you guys are going to be feeling this full moon real strong. So buckle up and hang in there. Now, also in Cancer, along with the sun, and we have Venus. Venus has been in Cancer since June 2nd and will be there until the 27th of June. So we've talked about this a little bit in past weeks, but in Cancer, Venus is nurturing and protective and self-protective, right? Cautious and kind of fertile. Venus is this planet of our values and how we love and sometimes how we experience our money, right? We may experience some emotional ups and downs in love under this influence due to increased sensitivity and being a little bit more impressionable than normal. We can be tender, romantic, and attached, but Cancer love is also dedicated, warm, and devoted. So during this time, we may show our love through devotion and care and concern. We may mom the people in our lives a little bit. And you know that energy. And if you know me personally, you know I do that too. So I am just a little bit of a mom. So it's just how I am, okay? We may be affectionate and cuddly, and we are at our best when we feel safe and secure. This Cancer in this Venus in Cancer energy is really kind of makes us kind of want to line our nest and keep our people close. And you know, as Venus moves into Leo, this energy is going to shift. It's going to get a little bit more, I guess, self-adoring, and we're going to want a little bit more attention than focusing all of our attention on the people in our lives. We're going to want them to pay attention back to us now. So as you see this shift happen after the 27th of June, you'll start to notice these things. So now, speaking of Leo, we have Mars in Leo started June 11th and will be there until July 29th. So we have a little bit of time left with this Mars in Leo. When Mars is in Leo, it can make us proud and self-confident and grand. And we might feel like we have big, grand goals. We want to go after what we want. We're direct. We're self-assured. We are desiring dramatic results. Okay. Are you feeling this energy? Do you feel like you have set these huge, lofty goals for yourself, and you're not, if you're not experiencing the dramatic results that you dream up in your mind and your daydreams, maybe it can make you mad, right? Mars is the planet of anger, and it's also the planet of aggression and motivation and sex. And so sometimes we set these goals for ourselves and it can piss us off when we don't accomplish everything that we think we should. But sometimes those goals can be a little bit, this Leo energy can make them a little bit delusional. So it's hard for us to be reasonable sometimes when we have this Mars and Leo energy. We want it. We want what we want. We want it right now. And we want it to be big and beautiful and perfect. Okay. This energy makes us not want to worry about the details. And it also makes us want to take the least complicated path to those goals. Okay. These things do not always equal the grand result that we expect. And so we just have to remember that this energy is making us feel like we should have these big grand things, but we want to take all the shortcuts to get there, which doesn't always do the trick. So during this time, if you're having trouble in that area, the sex drive is pretty good. So passion for life in general is high. So if you are with a partner, if you are not with a partner, exploring the sexual side of this particular energy is, probably a bonus. And if you can't quite accomplish the goals, just hang in there. This energy is going to get a little bit better as it shifts. So now there's all of that happening. And then there's this one big thing also going down at the same time. And that is the Jupiter retrograde that I mentioned earlier. So Jupiter retrograde is not like Mercury retrograde. You probably hear me say all the time on this podcast, in my life, on social media, everywhere, you hear me say all the time that retrogrades aren't inherently bad. Okay. Even though I have been talking so much shit about this particular Mercury retrograde, this last one was just abominable for me. All retrogrades force us to slow down and look back at something. And usually we learn a lesson from the experiences that we look back at. Okay. Jupiter is no exception here. And this is going to be a big part of the astrological energy that we have around us for the next few months. So let me tell you about this Jupiter retrograde and what you can expect for your sign coming up. So Jupiter is retrograding from June 20th to October 18th. Jupiter's currently in Pisces. It's in the first degree of Pisces. And so it will retrograde through Pisces. And when it retrogrades, it appears to move backwards. So it'll start the retrograde in Pisces and then move backwards into the sign of Aquarius. Now, Jupiter can be overindulgent and intelligent and philosophical and really generous, wanting to give gifts. Jupiter as a planet is sometimes called the great benefic. And I describe Jupiter a lot of times like Santa Claus. Okay. When Jupiter goes retrograde, we stop getting gifts. We stop feeling like we need to get all of these things and have all of these things. And sometimes we have to stop and reflect on the areas of our lives where expansion has been gifted. Okay. We look back at the gifts we've received so that we can check in on the meaning of the experiences. Like, what gifts have you been given? What has Jupiter brought into your life lately? You know, for me, Jupiter this past year, for the past few months, has been moving through my seventh house in my chart. And when you're looking at your birth chart, the houses each represent a part of our life, and where the planets are moving through those houses talks to us about what is that planet's energy. And the house is sort of like the stage that it's acting upon. Okay. The seventh house in your chart is your house of partnerships, and Jupiter is acting upon the stage of partnerships in this big grand way, and bringing gifts to this area of partnership for me. So how am I seeing this reflecting in my life? You know, how are my partnerships growing? Sometimes when Jupiter moves through the seventh house, people have babies because their partnership is expanding into parenthood. That is not the case for me. No worries there. But we bought a new house. Jupiter moved into my seventh house, and all of a sudden this house came on the market, and we started this big, long, very long, extremely long, still going on process of buying and moving into this new house, and now selling the home that we've had as a partnership, where we moved when we moved to this new town, where we became parents, where we, you know, raised our child until just now. And this is a big shift and a big change and a big kind of level up for our partnership and for our family. And so that has been where the gifts Jupiter has been bringing to me recently. And so these are the things that we're looking back on. Where has Jupiter been gifting you? What have those gifts looked like, right? And what are the meaning? What is the meaning of those experiences? What, what does that mean? And how is that changing how you will proceed is basically what we're kind of looking at here. So this time Jupiter retrograde, again, moving back through Pisces and Aquarius, on July 28th is when Jupiter will move from Pisces into Aquarius. So it takes us back to lessons we learned in the spring of this year. Okay. And so it's interesting to me because that's when that's when we started the process of buying this house. And, you know, that's when a lot of changes happened for me. So let's look at this energy and see sign by sign how we can kind of expect this Jupiter retrograde to affect us. Now, these are sort of like little horoscopes. These come from another astrologer who has put these together for the signs, and she recommends using your sun sign and your rising sign. If one doesn't work for you, use the other. If both work for you, great. Take what makes sense and leave what doesn't. But your sun and your rising sign, use these and see how Jupiter retrograde is going to impact you, from now until October 18th. Now, if you are an Aries sun or Aries rising, says you've been spending a lot more time alone lately, but it's time to apply what you've learned to the people you share community with. A check-in with the right connection can bring big gifts your way. If you are a Taurus sun or rising, you've been doing a lot more hanging out lately, which your friends appreciate, but now your work life is taking center stage again and you're revisiting some previous career achievements. Interesting. Gemini sun or rising, you've been feeling very confident lately. It's time to reconsider some past goals that you didn't complete because you were playing small. Don't doubt yourself. I like that. Cancer, it's your season, Cancer. If you're Cancer sun or rising, achievement has been so sweet for you. You've learned so many big lessons about the world, but you've also learned a lot about yourself. Does what you know liberate you? Interesting. Leo, sun and rising. Oh, that's me. I'm a Leo rising. You've begun to learn lessons about your ego, and the start of this may be within an intimate relationship. Spend time with the right people. They have gifts for you. Interesting. Virgo, sun or rising. You've gained some new relationships in your life, but now it's time to focus on your health and routines more closely. You can't serve everyone if you don't take care of yourself. That is good advice for everyone. Libra sun and rising, your daily grind has shifted. Exactly how depends on whether you've included more of your passions in your everyday life. Now it's time to revisit old projects. All right, Scorpio sun and rising, something or someone has struck a chord with you. Think about what you need from yourself so you can healthily receive the longing you have for partnership with lovers. Scorpio. Interesting. Sagittarius, sun and rising. That's also me. Let's see here. There's been a lot of growth in your inner life and home lately. Surprise. Now it's time to make sure that you've been speaking up for yourself appropriately with everyone you interact with regularly, including yourself. Also good lesson for everyone. Capricorn, sun and rising. As you've begun speaking up for yourself, you've seen how easy it is to reach those you want or need. Now it's time to revisit your financial growth and see where you can get what you deserve. All right, Capricorn, are you investing in the stock market? Okay, Aquarius, sun and rising. You've been feeling more self-worth recently. You've also realized how small you've felt for so long. Now that you're more aware of the space you take up, how will you walk in it? All right. And then Pisces, sun and rising. You've been afforded a lot of internal growth this year. Now it's time to check in and make sure that this inner knowledge is being applied for the world outside. Are you giving enough to yourself? All right. Well, I hope some of those little bits of horoscope kind of for this Jupiter retrograde have helped. When we're looking at this Jupiter retrograde, It's a lot. And we've had a lot of big movements all at once just this week. That happens sometimes. But astrology is just energy. Okay. It's energy, and energy is just opportunity. When we kind of know what to expect, when we look at the astrology that's coming up, we can better understand our reactions and other people's reactions, and better gauge our responses. So hang on tight this week with all this shifting happening. Things will start to even out and calm down a little bit toward the weekend. But no matter what, make sure that you take a look back at yourself, all the good you've accomplished, all the blessings you've had coming your way, all the gifts that you've been given. There's some good in every story, and Jupiter retrograde will help us see that. So now, I know that earlier in the episode, I promised you some details on next week's show. And because I just really don't like keeping secrets, I'm going to just tell you that on next week's 100th episode, Brittany Gibbons and Meredith Solo are coming back to Glow Girl, and we're all going to sit down and talk about how we've changed, what we've learned, and how we've grown in our own journeys since this whole thing started. You know, we started this together, we kind of started our journeys together, and we've all sort of embraced different and unique ways, and I just can't wait to get together, first of all, with my friends, but I just can't wait to get together and talk about this with you. And I can't wait to share it all, you know, with all of you. So you won't want to miss that. Thank you all though for joining me today. And be sure to tune in next week for this brand new episode, this brand new 100th episode of Glow Girl. And thank you again for 2 years. This has been, like I said, an incredible journey. I didn't know what to expect when we started. I didn't know 2 years was going to be in the books for me. I can't wait to see where this goes. And I can't wait to go with you. So just keep in mind, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Glow Girl Pod. Make sure you catch the rest of the Girls Girls Media Multiverse of Podcasts. We're on the air just about every day of the week, and there's something for everyone. Be sure to check out the Atta Girl podcast every Monday with new host and member of the Girls Girls family, Kara Dennison. She has taken up the torch, and she is bringing us some amazing insight into kicking ass and making the lives we live our best lives possible. Also, if you haven't already joined our exclusive Facebook group, the Girls Girls Community, you need to join. Membership has opened up. We are all about making new friends. I'm there. Brittany and Meredith are there from our flagship Girls Girls podcast. All the rest of our Girls Girls media hosts are there. And we love spending all our time in our favorite little social media haven. So come be our friends, please. And Glow Girl is a production of Girls Girls Media. And our music today is, as always, by the amazing Breakmaster Cylinder. Shine bright, Glow Girls.